Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome in to Drop Your Energy Bill. I am your host, Rodney Leatherman. What an exciting show we've got for you today all across America, wherever you're listening to us online and on our great affiliate stations. We appreciate you tuning in to them and supporting all of our great sponsors there, wherever you might be. All across, from coast to coast, from border to border, wherever you are around the world listening at Drop Energy Bill, thank you for taking time out of your day to listen to us. You can always hit us up, info@dropyourenergybill, 844-411-DROP. That's the number you call, 844-411-DROP, and info@dropyourenergybill. So today, I've got a great guest, and Tom Rogers. How are you today, sir?
Well, I was just going to go out and have fun in the swimming pool.
Oh, that's fantastic. Tom Rogers, my guest today, everyone. And really, Tom needs no introduction. Many of you probably have heard of Tom, his work, his passion, and what he's done. But I'm going to let him tell his story, give him background to you, because many of you need to hear what Tom has to share today. As you know, with our energy efficiency, we've always been advocate of all electric. We always promote electric. Gas has its place, certainly. But we have to understand that in home, office, and building for heating and water heating and cooking and all, electricity offers many better and safer alternatives. So Tom has done a lot of work. And today we're going to talk about, so if you have a friend, neighbor, relative, someone you know, and every one of us know family and friends that have mobile homes, trailers as they're called in some part of the country, we're going to talk about things that you should be concerned about. And in this interesting time, how this ties together with some of the current things that are going on, right, Tom?
Apparently it does, yes.
So why don't you jump into, just share with our audience your background for a few minutes. You have an incredible, incredible story, so I'm not going to interrupt you. Just take it away.
Well, what's interesting, while I was a student in high school, the RAND Corporation kind of located me. I was a senior. They recruited me to work for the RAND. Sperry RAND is actually the name of the corporation at the time. So even before I graduated high school, I was recruited by the RAND Corporation. I was asked to be a quality assurance specialist out at their plant where they were producing the Sargent guided missile. But along with that, since we were working with hazardous materials, flammable materials, they also made sure that I was trained in combustion dynamics. So I was able to understand the risk and the management of a fire hazard on the line. What's really interesting is we were working with solder and, you know, flux solder and a hot iron or hot flame to do soldering on the harnesses and the printed circuit boards that we were producing out there. And one of the primary flammables that we were working with was alcohol. Alcohol, you know, is a very effective solvent for flux and for some of these fats or oils that come out of that process. And what's really interesting is when you get a fire with alcohol, you don't even know you have a fire because the flame is what we call non-luminescent. So you can have a fire going, not even know you have a fire until you feel the heat or until that fire starts to combust something else. Well, that experience I actually utilized later when I ended up working in the hospital system in medicine. One of the primary flammables in a hospital or a, you know, convalescent center is alcohol. And all it takes is a simple static spark to ignite alcohol. If, you know, if the vapor concentrations are correct, and you can have a fire, you can have a patient that's on fire, and they won't, you won't even know it until the patient starts to scream.
Hmm.
So that gave me a great experience, both in the physical problems of fire as well as in the medical issues of fire. Mm-hmm. And along with that, of course, I was trained in the toxic gases that are produced in a flame. That's mm-hmm. what our real focus is on today.
Right.
Anyway, so I worked in pathology. I'll just say this, that I ended up working in pathology, both in livestock or animal pathology, and then also in human pathology. So it gave me the background for what we're going to talk about today.
Well, break down your years in pathology, Tom. How long were you involved with pathology?
Well, I began in 1959, and I pretty much gave up the ship totally. And the reason I say that is I began to realize that there was not a lot of honesty in medicine. Mm-hmm. In which what I found out in the pathology lab didn't always make it to the patient right. or to the family. But I started in 1959, initially in livestock or animal pathology. Veterinary pathology is the proper term. And then, of course, that helped pay me through my education in human pathology. So in real field and lab work, I've had over, 10 years full out in the field and lab, and then another 30 years in research and education. In other words, mm-hmm. Not only did I work in that material, but I also had to teach it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And of course, and the way you can see that, now, while you're listening to us, go to the website called gassingamerica.com.
Gassing America over at Drop Your Energy Bill. If you'll go right over to Drop Your Energy Bill, you can click. We've got on their post. Just click on post. It'll take you right over there or go direct to Tom's website, Gassing America, just like it sounds, gassingamerica.com.
Make sure they use the double S, G-A-S-S-I-N-G, America.com.
After these important messages from our sponsors, we'll be right back with Tom Rogers. You're going to get some incredible information from Tom here after the break. Stick with us. Stick around. Share us. Love us. Like us. And let your friends and neighbors know if they own a mobile home, they gotta get this information. We'll be right back.
Now you can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco Air Cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco Air Cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com. That's ResortsLeConte.com.
Business opportunities are exploding in the field of renewable, sustainable green energy. People are needed in industries like new home construction, green building and remodeling, and land development using solar and net zero. Learn how to get started. Call Rodney at 877-224-1447.
Remember walking down the beach, around the waterfalls, that fresh, clean air? Get that every day with the Fresco Air Purifier. Cleans up any odor, smoke, pets, mold, mildew, eliminates them all without filters. FrescoHealth.com.
Ever dream of building a new home? What if that dream home was so green, some months it didn't even have an electric bill? Have it built on-site anywhere in America. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447 today.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com. That's ResortsLeConte.com.
Famous Fresco for more than 20 years, the absolute best in air purification. Visit FrescoHealth.com or call 877-224-1447. That's FrescoHealth.com. Call or visit them online today.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com. That's ResortsLeConte.com.
Want to build? Affordable and customized? Net Zero Ready Home Packages delivered nationwide. Call 877-224-1447 or click EnergySourceHome.com. 877-224-1447 or EnergySourceHome.com today.
Now you can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco Air Cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco Air Cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com. That's ResortsLeConte.com.
Want to build? Affordable and customized? Net Zero Ready Home Packages delivered nationwide. Call 877-224-1447 or click EnergySourceHome.com. 877-224-1447 or EnergySourceHome.com today. Famous Fresco for more than 20 years, the absolute best in air purification. Visit frescohealth.com or call 877-224-1447. That's frescohealth.com. Call or visit them online today.
Ever dream of building a new home? What if that dream home was so green, some months it didn't even have an electric bill? Have it built on-site anywhere in America. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447 today.
Business opportunities are exploding in the field of renewable, sustainable green energy. People are needed in industries like new home construction, green building and remodeling, and land development using solar and net zero. Learn how to get started. Call Rodney at 877-224-1447.
Remember walking down the beach? That fresh, clean air? Get that every day with the Fresco Air Purifier. Click frescohealth.com. Cleans up any odor, smoke, pets, mold, mildew, eliminates them all, guaranteed. Check it out, frescohealth.com.
Welcome back in, everyone. Welcome wherever you're listening to us, all across the country, all across the USA, and around the world online. Our great guest today, Tom Rogers. And Tom, your experience, your study of these things, your life experience led you down a path to, well, go ahead with your story.
Well, let's see. Like I say, I've been working towards my profession in pathology, and of course that includes respiratory issues, and many patients will come in and they'll have breathing issues or, you know, even heart conditions that are created by the lack of oxygen or the introduction of other toxins. So I became very familiar with the problems of combustion, of course, which is kind of the focus of this program today with Rodney. Most people have no clue of the toxins that are created by a natural gas or a propane or any carbon-based fuel that's burning near you or in your or venting into your space, your living space. The number one toxin coming out of natural gas or propane or any other fuel, coal, wood, the number one toxin, of course, is carbon monoxide. But, of course, there's the other one along with it, carbon dioxide, which depletes your oxygen intake. But then what's really curious, when you're producing carbon monoxide, which is a, you know, combustion action that is deficient oxygen, but if you have moisture in that air, you create another toxin. Are you ready for this one? That other toxin is H2OC. Two atoms of hydrogen, one atom of oxygen, and one atom of carbon. H2O, we all know what that is. That's water. Mm-hmm. And you add a carbon to that water, and you end up with that same thing that they embalm you with in the mortuary.
Not good. Formaldehyde.
Not good at all. So, Formaldehyde.
See, and, you know, as energy efficiency standards, Tom, have changed, and obviously the audience knows that that's what we teach, you tighten the envelope. You insulate, you seal, you create this envelope that's very tight, so it's very energy efficient. And if you have these things that you discovered as a result of flames, then you're going to have tighter envelopes. You're going to have problems, aren't you?
Right, and 2008, I had a family contact me. I'd actually dealt with other cases prior to that where children had died and people were not aware of the toxins in their home. The very first big case that I got that gave me a lot of public notoriety was in 2001 or 2002, actually, just the roll of that winter, where a family had had a baby die. And then in the subsequent winter, their next child, their newborn child, was beginning to fail. Mm. Right away, Child Protective Services stuck their dirty nose into the mix. Mm-hmm. And were accusing the family of medical and nutritional neglect.
Mm.
When the mother and the grandmother ended up on my door, they had mm-hmm. no idea why, except that my name came to their head. They did right. not know that I worked in pediatric or human or veterinary pathology.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, they were inspired to come to my door, and they said, since we're in the common religion, they said, Brother Rogers, could you please help us? They're mm-hmm. standing at my door, and they're in both awash in tears.
Mm-hmm.
They said, could you please help us? And I said, well, how can I do that? And they said, we don't know how, but we believe you have the knowledge somehow to restore our family, at least with the living child. The state had taken that second baby away.
Mm-hmm.
So I sat with them, went through their story, and at first I thought maybe that there was a genetic issue in the family. But then as I kept on pursuing their history, I finally found indications of carbon monoxide.
Oh, wow. Yeah, from the environment.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I finally realized that the whole family had been suffering with headache and with nausea, just kind of overall malaise, like the flu.
Mm. Now, this is interesting because, Tom, we're living in a time now where a lot of people are experiencing flu-like symptoms, and studies go back for years. On your website, gassingamerica.com, you can link it through, drop your energy bill right there, go click on post, and it's there, or you can go direct to gassingamerica.com. You've done a lot of interviews, and one that I listened to that I was really amazed with is a doctor that you had on, and y'all talked about, her name was Dr. Doris Rapp, and she had done a lot of research on toxicity related to carbon monoxide and how these environments. Now, again, we think that electricity is the way to go, and I think more and more evidence. I mean, for years, what you started pioneering and what others have worked on going way back, gosh, years now, over decades, we came to realize today that electricity is really the cleanest thing to use for heating and cooking and these things as far as the environment goes. But we've also found that there's other elements too. So please continue, because a lot of times, and when we talk about building codes, tightening the envelope and sealing it better, so fresh air introductions required now.
They call that energy efficient, don't they? They call that energy
yes.
efficient.
We do. Yes, we do. And so now, but what's interesting, what's interesting is that when you put that flame in there, that exhaust has got to go. And if you don't properly exhaust it, you could have issues. So you want to get your environment, if you have any kind of flame in there. And the point of the show is to educate. It's always about education and learning and studying things. If you've got a flame anywhere, if you've got a cooktop, an oven, a gas furnace, water heater, anything that has a flame in your home in it, we recommend you contact a professional in your area. Contact our great affiliate stations. And we've got people out there all over the country that can test these things for you. But there's other simple things that you can do to test for these things, too. And Dr. Rapp came up with some really interesting little simple ways to do it. But when we had mobile homes built, and mobile homes, trailers, as some people call them, and we've got what, Tom, 40 million people that live in mobile homes or more?
I originally was... calculating about 34 million, but then when I started examining the Native American populations,
mm-hmm.
there's about another 10,000 right there. I mean, 10,000 okay. units.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. And so, and there's many of these that aren't tracked because obviously they're older, and the way the system works with mobile homes, they aren't really registered that way necessarily on titles. So, yeah, there could be more than 40 million people that live in mobile homes. So if there's gas, because that tightening, the way the process is for a manufactured home, it really is a pretty tight envelope, isn't it?
Yeah. They become so sealed.
Mm-hmm.
Like I say, they're called energy efficient homes. In other words, they really are very thoroughly sealed, so you don't have leakage through the windows or the doors or
right.
any other openings. And so the air that's trapped in that box is going to stay in that box. And any contaminants mm-hmm. that are created or expended within that airspace is going to stay with it, and you are going to breathe it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yep. And so if you've got a flame in there, I mean, the way to extinguish a flame is get rid of oxygen. And you mentioned in our pre-interview something about a yellow flame and what that means related to gas or any other flame, wood or anything else. Tell us about what the yellow means in a flame.
Yellow indicates that there's a less than adequate supply of oxygen to that flame.
Mm.
You know, mm-hmm, you notice mm-hmm. that a lot with natural wood. There's no blower forcing air into that combustion chamber.
Right.
So quite often it is producing a yellow flame, and a yellow flame is the indicator, the visual indicator, that you're producing carbon monoxide and formaldehyde.
Hmm.
So if you see yellow, that little yellow flicker in your cooktop, you know, that should indicate
right.
to you there is some toxins being produced along with the carbon dioxide. Now, if there's a good supply of oxygen, you'll convert that air and the gas into carbon dioxide. Now, carbon dioxide as of itself is not toxic, but it does mm-hmm. suffocate you by replacing oxygen over time.
Tom Rogers, our great guest here at Drop Your Energy Bill. Right after this, we're going to get into some solutions. That's what this show's about, teaching and having solutions to issues related to mobile homes in particular, but any home. And we're going to cover that with Tom Rogers, our great guest, Gassing America, when we get back.
Now you can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco Air Cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco Air Cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
Want to build? Affordable and customized? Net Zero Ready Home Packages delivered nationwide. Call 877-224-1447 or click EnergySourceHome.com. 877-224-1447 or EnergySourceHome.com today.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com. That's ResortsLeConte.com.
Ever dream of building a new home? What if that dream home was so green, some months it didn't even have an electric bill? Have it built on-site anywhere in America. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447 today.
Now you can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco Air Cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco Air Cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
Ever dream of building a new home? What if you could get a lower rate on your mortgage? What if all this costs no more than a normal house? For more information, call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447.
Are you looking for a way to drop your energy bill while increasing the comfort of your home? Well, look no further than Rood Heating and Cooling, 479-968-3131. They specialize in new construction, retrofitting, and service. Rood Heating and Cooling, 479-968-3131.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com, that's ResortsLeConte.com.
Want to build? Affordable and customized? Net Zero Ready Home Packages delivered nationwide. Call 877-224-1447 or click EnergySourceHome.com. 877-224-1447 or EnergySourceHome.com today.
Ever dream of building a new home? What if you could get a lower rate on your mortgage? What if all this costs no more than a normal house? For more information, call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447.
Ever dream of building a new home? What if that dream home was so green, some months it didn't even have an electric bill? Have it built on-site anywhere in America. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447 today.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com. That's ResortsLeConte.com.
Remember walking down the beach? Around the waterfalls? That fresh, clean air? Get that every day with the Fresco Air Purifier. Cleans up any odor, smoke, pets, mold, mildew. Eliminates them all without filters. FrescoHealth.com.
Ever dream of building a new home? What if that dream home was so green, some months it didn't even have an electric bill? Have it built on-site anywhere in America. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447 today.
Want to build? Affordable and customized? Net Zero Ready Home Packages delivered nationwide. Call 877-224-1447 or click EnergySourceHome.com. 877-224-1447 or EnergySourceHome.com today.
Now you can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco Air Cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco Air Cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
Welcome back. Welcome back in America, all across the country. Info at Drop Your Energy Bill. Info at Drop Your Energy Bill. 844-411-DROP. That's how you get in touch. Stay in touch. Share us. Love us. Like us on your social media. Tom Rogers, our great guest today. You can reach his website, gassingamerica.com. Tom's done a lot of research. In particular, we're going to get into mobile homes. Some people call them trailers. Over 40 million Americans live in these, and we need to understand that if they have gas in them, and how many of them have gas, Tom?
I really don't know, but it's almost everyone that I go to rurally.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, almost if they have gas, rurally is gas or propane.
Right. If they have gas, especially in climes that are very, very cold, gas has been used more and more. Now, codes have changed a lot, and things have changed, and people have become more aware. There's been so much work, you and many others, but I'll tell you, your website is just packed full of things and information. So what we need to do is really talk about how people that have gas in a mobile home, because here's the reality. Many people that have mobile homes are kind of in a mobile home because, well, they just don't have a budget that affords them a better, larger home. So a mobile home is kind of a beginner home or a starter home, or for many of our seniors, it might be a place that they have to live. So as a result of that, what we're going to talk about now are solutions. If you have gas, and not everyone can call one of our great advertisers around the country and come out and put in a new electric heat pump, or even better, a geothermal system, which uses the Earth's energy, which is the most efficient way to do it, but can make some changes. If you've got gas, things that you can do to prevent the buildup of these gases that you don't want to breathe. And these cause, do they not cause, Tom, from what you've told me, don't you get a flu-like symptom from the inhalation of these different gases?
That's the primary symptom.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So some of those, yep.
Lethargy, fatigue, of course, heart issues. I mean, one of the primary causes of a heart attack is lack of oxygen.
Mm-hmm. Dizziness, headache. These are so symptomatic of what we're told indicates flu. And as we're right now in this interesting time where a lot of people are experiencing things that they think are flu-like symptoms, would it be wise for them, you think, if they have gas, anything in their environment, to have those levels checked?
You know, you can bring a atmospheric detector into the room, and you may find levels high enough to be measured on that machine, but quite often, if somebody opens the door or window, whatever was in that unit may escape, and you can come in there and wave your wand, like the fire departments have done many times in these cases.
Sure, sure. Mm-hmm.
And by the way, the fire departments give you the wrong advice. Whenever a lot of people have these carbon monoxide detectors in their home, and if they ever go off,
right,
they'll call the fire department and say, my carbon monoxide alarm has sounded.
Sure.
The fire department will tell them right away, open your doors and windows,
right,
get out of that space.
Yep.
And we'll be there in a bit, and we'll measure the carbon monoxide levels in your house. Well,
sure,
if you open
sure.
your doors and windows, what's going to happen to the air in your house or in your mobile home?
Well, it's going to exchange, and that's obviously it's good advice, and I think that people really need to be aware. You know, it's interesting. I've had this call many times. They say, well, I put in gas logs, and all of a sudden I've got condensation on my walls and on my windows. I've got all this condensation. And every gas log comes right there on it's. There's a sticker on there that says, if you're going to operate the gas log, you need to have a window or door open. I mean, that's right there. It tells you to do that. But in reality, if it's 20 degrees outside, the reason you're running your gas logs, you want to be benefiting from the heat, from the flame, right? You're not going to open your window and door. That's just the reality. So we need to really start rethinking the use of things that we use and use them safely. And in all fairness to our great fire departments and first responders, they really need to help educate people and be educated as to what these things mean. And if you have gas, there's some fixes that you can make. And you've got those over at your website, and they cost a whopping, what, nickel? I mean, you couldn't ask for a less expensive solution. And that's what we want to talk about now. So,
well, before I do that, I need to tell you that the fire departments have been given, protocols that are contrary to wisdom. In other words, when you call up the fire department and they tell you, you tell them that your alarm has gone off, or you think because of your headache or feeling that there may be fumes in your home,
sure,
they're going to tell you, open your doors and windows.
Of course.
And then go to the neighbors and wait.
Right.
Well, the silliness in that is if you open your doors and windows, the air that was poisoned in your home is going to disappear. And you
go to your neighbors
and wait. What they should tell you is go to your clinic and get your blood tested right away.
I got you.
Stay there and your neighbors, and we will check your blood when we get there. That's the fire department. You know, they do have equipment that is supposed to be able to measure the poisons in your blood. It's called a pulse oximeter, a pulse carboximeter, carbon monoxide.
Yeah, and a lot of folks say that simple ways you can do it is just check your heart rate, or you can use this thing that you can get called a peak flow meter. Very inexpensive way to do some testing too. But let's talk about solutions. And you've got so much information at GaskAmerica.com that our listeners can go over and check out and share with their folks. Everybody knows somebody that lives in a mobile home. And if you've got gas in your, and now you don't have to live in a mobile home if you have gas. And I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with gas if it's properly addressed and you understand that it needs to be properly vented, right, Tom?
Yeah, a lot of these over-the-range hoods are just recirculating. They don't have a duct or pipe taking the fumes out of the house entirely.
Right.
A lot of them, if you notice, they just draw the air through a carbon filter or a screen to catch the grease, and then they just blow it right back into the kitchen. My sister-in-law had an experience like that. She called me up one day, wanted me to come over and check to see if her furnace was giving her problems. She had headache, nausea, and all that, and feeling really low energy, just exhausted. And I went over there, put my machine in her closet space where her furnace was. I didn't find any problem with the furnace. It was vented properly to the roof, so I found no problem with the furnace.
I see.
And while I was doing that, my wife and her sister, that's my wife's sister I'm talking about, they were sitting at the table in the kitchen, and she was eating a brownie. And I went into the kitchen, you know, after I'd set my machine up in the closet, the furnace, and I realized that I could feel this heat in her kitchen. Mm-hmm. And I went to the counter, and it was loaded with all kinds of brownies and cookies and stuff she'd been baking for a church program.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And, of course, her kitchen's rather small, rather restrictive. I said, "Crelia, have you been baking these all morning?" She said, "Yeah, I started out about 6 o'clock, and, of course, about that time was noon."
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I said, "Have you opened a window in your kitchen?" "No." So I went in and grabbed the machine that I'd set up in the furnace closet, brought it out in the kitchen, and I found 25 parts per million of carbon monoxide in the air in the kitchen after she'd turned the oven off. So what I did, I said, "Crelia, here's your problem. You've got..."
So obviously she had gas oven.
She had a gas range, a gas cooktop. She'd been running that for several hours and no ventilation. So the fumes of that oven burner, which almost is equal to a furnace burner,
right,
emptying its fumes into the kitchen, and she was breathing those. So this is another issue. People that have a gas range or a gas oven, they must be aware that if they don't ventilate that room very thoroughly, getting good cross ventilation, you can be breathing the fumes in there that, if you're a pregnant mother, can kill your baby or injure your baby in utero, and you, of course. In fact, the CDC sets a limit for a pregnant woman at the max 20 parts per million. OSHA sets the limits for an adult, rather normal, healthy adult, at 50 parts per million exposure over 6 hours, right? But what I'm going to tell you is, if you're pregnant and a baby's on board, that baby is actually getting a concentrated accumulation of those fumes. If you roll a pack of cigarettes on its side, many of them have the Surgeon General's warning for a smoking mother, and it will list on there the two primary toxins that are being introduced to your infant in utero. Number one, carbon monoxide. Number two, formaldehyde from smoking a cigarette. That's another carbon-based fuel, isn't it?
It is. And so ventilate. If you've got a flame, ventilate. And you get rid of those gases that are otherwise are very unhealthy for you. So you need to ventilate. We always advocate that you use all electric. So replace those appliances with electric appliances if you can afford to do it. But if not, if you're using them, you must ventilate. And if you've got heat, now we're doing this here in July. Nobody's worried about heating, but people still cook. People still heat their water. And these issues, if you're using gas, you need to make sure, call a professional and have them check to make sure that every aspect is checked for that. If you can afford to, replace it with electric, because electric is obviously safer and more efficient. But the reality is that we got to be safe. And do these things. Now, if you have a mobile home, you've done some interesting work, and there's a lot of photos and a lot of things over at your website at gassingamerica.com. And I'll tell you, folks, Tom has been passionate about his pursuit of helping people for so, so long. If you can get over to Gassing America, his phone number's over there. He's going to give it out in just a little bit. But he developed this great 5-cent remedy for fixing the issues on mobile homes in particular. So talk about that, Tom.
Well, a lot of the people living in mobile homes are economically disadvantaged.
Sure, sure.
In other words, they may be handicapped, they may be elderly, maybe a veteran who's, you know, suffering, or Native Americans.
Sure.
The Native Americans don't have the resources to do any replumbing of their home or their unit.
Right.
So what I've done is all you got to do is take a garbage bag, a plastic bag, any bag,
mm-hmm.
pretty durable, put it upside down on this intake where this air is being drafted, and it's called a blend air intake, according to the industry.
Okay.
And that's setting 3 feet away from the exhaust of your furnace.
I see.
It could be only a few more feet away from the exhaust of your water heater. And quite curiously, the Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD,
mm-hmm.
is the regulatory authority over the manufactured home industry. In 1976, they created this problem. They went through all the difficulty of going through committee after committee, reviewing the codes and the standards, yet they violated the code by putting this intake, bringing fresh air in order to mix with the recycled air in your furnace or your air conditioner. And they're bringing it in from only 3 feet away from the exhaust of that same furnace.
So what you're saying is that in particular cases, in most cases, it's just too close. That fresh air intake is too close to the exhaust port. And anybody with common sense could kind of think about that. Well, if the chimney, and let's use, we know gas is clear more or less in the exhaust side, unlike, let's just use smoke, and we used smoke back in the day to test for air infiltration when we used blower doors to check houses for efficiency. We use infrared today. We don't use the smoke anymore, but we would use smoke to find that air infiltration. So let's imagine it's smoke going up, and then you've got this air intake pulling it back down. What you're saying is, in many cases, what's going out's being put right back in to the environment that it was exhausted from to begin with. So you're just saying,
yeah, if you look at,
simple step, take a bag, put over it, tape it off, so that way, and then create ventilation from other areas and other ways, right?
Open your window. Crack your window open a few inches or an inch. Stick your finger through the space between your sliding window or opening window. And if you do that on one end of the mobile home and then on the other end too, so you get cross ventilation.
Gotcha.
That works the best.
Yep. And that's really, and that way now you've got something that you know for sure is done. And there's also a tip you've got on your website, gassingamerica.com, how folks can ventilate it underneath instead of above. So it's the opposite way. It's a little more difficult to do it that way, but you show details how to do that. And you can reach out to Tom, gassingamerica.com. You can get to our website, Drop Your Energy Bill. Click over there. There's a post there where you can find his website. And Tom's got a phone number on there. And I can tell you, Tom has done this work for so, so, so long, and he does offer his time. If any of you can reach out to Tom and offer Tom some help, send him some money to help him out, because he's got some great advice here, and he's really just doing this because he loves and cares about people, just like we do here at Drop Your Energy Bill. And so that's why Tom's here today, is to share with you these things. If you understand, if you get educated, if you have education, knowledge is power, right, Tom?
Right. Yeah, if you know, you can play in the freeway fast lane or pass lane all day long as you don't have blindfolds or earplugs in. And when that truck
and there's
is
no traffic,
yeah, so you can just simply move out of the way, let it pass, and then sit back to your game of jacks or what, or street hockey.
Right.
I mean, the kids play in the street all the time, but they just move out when the vehicle comes.
After this break, we'll be right back with our great guest, Tom Rogers. Tom Rogers joining us today at Drop Your Energy Bill. We'll be right back after these important words from our sponsors. Don't go away. Another notch coming to you.
Famous Fresco for more than 20 years, the absolute best in air purification. Visit frescohealth.com or call 877-224-1447. That's frescohealth.com. Call or visit them online today.
Ever dream of building a new home? What if that dream home was so green, some months it didn't even have an electric bill? Have it built on-site anywhere in America. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447 today.
Want to build? Affordable and customized? Net Zero Ready Home Packages, delivered nationwide. Call 877-224-1447 or click EnergySourceHome.com. 877-224-1447 or EnergySourceHome.com today.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com. That's ResortsLeConte.com.
Now you can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco Air Cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco Air Cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com. That's ResortsLeConte.com.
Famous Fresco for more than 20 years, the absolute best in air purification. Visit frescohealth.com or call 877-224-1447. That's frescohealth.com. Call or visit them online today.
Ever dream of building a new home? What if you could get a lower rate on your mortgage? What if all this costs no more than a normal house? For more information, call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447.
Are you looking for a way to drop your energy bill while increasing the comfort of your home? Well, look no further than Rood Heating and Cooling, 479-968-3131. They specialize in new construction, retrofitting, and service. Rood Heating and Cooling, 479-968-3131.
Now you can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco Air Cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco Air Cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
Remember walking down the beach? That fresh, clean air? Get that every day with the Fresco Air Purifier. Click frescohealth.com. Cleans up any odor, smoke, pets, mold, mildew, eliminates them all, guaranteed. Check it out, frescohealth.com.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com. That's ResortsLeConte.com.
Want to build? Affordable and customized? Net Zero Ready Home Packages, delivered nationwide. Call 877-224-1447 or click EnergySourceHome.com. 877-224-1447 or EnergySourceHome.com today.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com. That's ResortsLeConte.com.
Ever dream of building a new home? What if that dream home was so green, some months it didn't even have an electric bill? Have it built on-site anywhere in America. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447 today.
Now you can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco Air Cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco Air Cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
Whoa, Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. Drop Your Energy Bill. Rodney Leatherman here with my great guest today, Tom Rogers, GassingAmerica.com, GassingAmerica.com. You've got to go over there to his website. You've got to check that out. He's got some other radio interviews he's done there, with one in particular that I listened to that was absolutely amazing, Dr. Doris Rapp. He did this many years ago. Tom's been involved with this for a long, long, long time, having fresh air in an environment where you have any kind of flame. Makes sense to me. I mean, I've always been an advocate of electric. And Tom, remedies, solutions, that's what it's about. Educate yourself and then do something about it to maintain. Because really, hey, if you don't have your health, you don't have anything. And what's your kind of what I'm hearing is that many people have flu-like symptoms as a result of inhalation of these gases, and then maybe they think in this world we live in today that they might have some other kind of thing. So they need to do these things. They need to ventilate and get that air, don't they?
Yeah, what's really interesting is the primary people that are affected in the mobile homes are generally those that are economically, you know, challenged. So they'd be the African-Americans, the Native Americans, the poor or disadvantaged whites, veterans, the elderly. And they're the people that seem to be the target for being accused of carrying COVID.
Right? Interesting.
A plethora of people we can label as a COVID death, but in fact it may be carbon monoxide.
Wow, that is incredible. That is incredible. GassingAmerica.com, GassingAmerica.com. Tom Rogers, my great guest today. Get to his website. Contact Tom. I mean, you know, Tom, it's amazing the work you do and the work you've done and the work you continue to do. You're how old are you now, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm a heartbeat away from 80.
Almost 80 years old, and this man's going strong. Reach out to him. Give him some love. Give him some help. Do what you can do to help Tom Rogers help other people, because let me tell you something. We need more Tom Rogers out here helping to educate people about the truth. Look, we've been an advocate here for gas my entire career because gas is a good thing. It's used the right way. You got to ventilate it. Electricity is more efficient and safer. When I spec a house or I do things, I work with clients and we create different electricity is the way that I go. Geothermal, heat pumps, etc. No gas in anything that I ever have done. But if you've got gas and you really, I've met women, Tom, that I cook on gas and I wouldn't cook on anything else. If they're cooking on gas, boy, they better ventilate it right, hadn't they?
Right.
Gassing America, Tom Rogers, my great guest today. Get over to his website, and Tom and I will be doing some podcasts, and Tom will be back with us in the future. So thanks for joining me today. Drop your energy bill, share us, love us, like us, and you have a great day, and we'll see you next time.
Want to build? Affordable and customized? Net Zero Ready Home Packages delivered nationwide. Call 877-224-1447 or click EnergySourceHome.com. 877-224-1447 or EnergySourceHome.com today. The famous Fresco for more than 20 years, the absolute best in air purification. Visit FrescoHealth.com or call 877-224-1447. That's FrescoHealth.com. Call or visit them online today.
Are you looking for a way to drop your energy bill while increasing the comfort of your home? Well, look no further than Rood Heating and Cooling, 479-968-3131. They specialize in new construction, retrofitting, and service. Rood Heating and Cooling, 479-968-3131.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains and Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com, that's ResortsLeConte.com.